When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Giddy Up Metro Bag of Tips, thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals and the mighty Ultima Hotel. It's no surprise wherever the blue and gold goes, success follows at First Light Racing, firstlightracing.com.au. More for Ville, Mitchy Lewis likes race 2, number 9, Duchess of Sussex. Race 5, number 2, Celluli. And race 7, number 10, Nunthorpe. So race 2, number 9, Celluli, I should say. Race 5, number 2, Celluli. Race 7, number 10, Nunthorpe. It's no surprise that wherever the blue and gold goes, success follows at First Light Racing, firstlightracing.com.au. Big meeting at Ascot tomorrow. G'day, Pete Anthonis.
Yeah, morning to you, G Hall.
Take it away with your specials, mate.
Look, I'm just playing two at odds today, or for Saturday. It's just it's a reasonably tough card, so yeah. I think if he's find one or two winners, he'll be well in front. But look, race 2, number 6, Cool Memory. Horse wasn't suited last start. The bar plates do go on, but Jared McCaulis, one of the better trainers, putting the bar shoes onto a horse, and it just maps really well for Clint Johnston Porter. So, look, the current price of $8 plus, I've got it marked shorter than that. So, race 2, number 6, Cool Memory. And then if we jump to race 5 on the card, I'm happy to back 2 here. One of them is Regal Statue. The horse is just putting together really good numbers at Pinjarra, so I think the market's missed that to a certain degree. So that's number 8 there in race 5. But I'll also have something on number 2 in Falcon Trader, which I think just gets up to a position now where it should be match fit, ready to rock and roll. And in a race that's got a little bit of iffy speed, I think it's one of the better horses there on pace. So, look, that's race 5. We'll bat 2 of them. Falcon Trader number 2 and Regal Statue number 8.
Get on Holly Enchantment in the Pinjarra Cup on Sunday.
Very nice, Jake. Go well.
Love your work, Pete. Pete Anthonis there. Thoroughbred Racing NT, the best show on sand. Alice Springs tomorrow afternoon. Andrew O'Toole, hello to you, mate.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good morning, Gareth.
Take it away with your best bets there tomorrow.
Yeah, good card. Day 2 of the Carnival here. Guineas Day. Just hope the weather doesn't intervene. Race 1, first of the best bets of the day, number 3, Garucha. Got back in the winning thread last time. Trainer Dan Morgan, he's having a great run with his team. He's only had the license for less than 12 months. He's already trained 10 winners, and I think he'll be winning again with number 3, Garucha, in the first. So race 1, number 3. If we go to the third, the Soldier Lightning over the 1,000 metres, I'm going here with number 2, Doc O'Connor. Fresh up for Gary Clark and Jared Todd. He's a pretty good sprinter, this fella. He won the Lightning in Darwin back on Darwin Cup Day last year. He hasn't had a run for some time, not since the 30th of December. I think he'll be right ready to go there over the 1,000 and Alice. So race 3, number 2, Doc O'Connor. And if we go to race 6 on the card, it's over the 1,900 metres. Good lead up to the Cup there in a couple of weeks' time. Number 2, Boom Boom Sweet. 3 seconds, his last 3 for Kerry Petrick and Paul Benton. A few chances in this race, but I just think he's had a very good grounding for the 1,900 metres and will be very hard to hold out in race 6, number 2.
Who wins the Guineas?
I think it's the 3 horses that finished in the money last time they met over the 1,400. Don't be dramatic, Beyond Ready and Debating. So I'm not sure which order. I think Beyond Ready will really appreciate the mile, as will Debating, whereas Don't Be Dramatic, he's done nothing wrong and won the 1,400 last time. So they're my 3 in the Guineas.
All right, love your work. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. All the best.
There we go. There's Andrew O'Toole, the Northern Territory Thoroughbred Racing. It's simply the best racing entertainment in the Territory. We've got the Something About Mari free-for-all tomorrow night, and a pretty good meeting, the Captain Sandy free-for-all as well there at Melton. Darren Carroll joins us. G'day, Das.
G'day, Gareth. Yeah, excellent meeting. We get the stars out each week, it appears. Like, we've got the return of Catch Away from an injury, just a brief injury, but then we've got the Something About Mary, which is a great race between I'm Ready Jet and Queen Elida. So You'll continue to get nice horses racing there each week. I actually like Queen Elida this time. I've probably been a little bit disappointed with some of her runs, even though she's winning. She hasn't been winning well, but I just think I'm ready to jet from the poles at risk. Last six times it's drawn the one, Gareth, it's been crossed.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a risk from there, considering you've got horses like Sleepy on the outside who begin quickly. So that's advantage to Queen Elida, and she's got such a good record this trip as well. She's had, I think, five starts at the trip for three wins, so she's the one for me. So going to get around about $2.20. And the other one I'm keen on is Rikiro Rebel, who we've talked about a lot on this show over the previous weeks. And she's a mare in form, and most importantly, she gets back to mare's grade, and that's critical for a horse like her when you've been placed in the Cranbourne Cup behind the star horse from Queensland. So they're the two. Race 5, number 13, Queen Elida, and race 6, number 9, the Rikiro Rebel. Both around about $2.20, but I think they'll get the money.
Love your work. We'll catch up with you a little later on. Thanks for that, mate.
See you, go.
There's Darren Carroll. The Group 2 Shepherd and Greyhound Cup on March 23 tomorrow night. What a cup that promises to be. But the Meadows tomorrow night, Corey Smith likes race 3, number 7, Pass Mark. Race 5, number 3, Johnny Cool, and race 6, number 7, Ooly Bale. Another exciting afternoon of greyhound racing at the Group 2 Shepherd and Greyhound Cup there on March 23. We'll catch up with Mick Cowley after the 10 o'clock news, along with Dean Evans from Winning Edge Investments, as after we go through all of the big Group 1s there on Saturday afternoon, especially in Sydney.